Hello, and welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. My name is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding lifestyle horsewomen on their journey to inner health and increased awareness through online educational programs, presencing groups, and inner health circle. Before I get started, I just want to remind you that when you visit my website, ConsciousHoofbeat.com, you can get a free audio that shares one exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse. Recently, I heard this story about a wife whose husband had a dermatologist appointment. And after his appointment, he called his wife and she asked how his skin checkup went. Mind you, he's fair-skinned and they live in Miami, Florida. "All clear, what's for dinner?" he said. "All clear, what's for dinner?" she responded. Because before she could talk about fish tacos or pasta, she insisted they back up. She said, "We need to appreciate this moment. Imagine if we were not all clear. We wouldn't be talking about what's for dinner. This is important and good news. Let's not just skip over it, okay?" Please let this commonplace daily exchange sink in for a second and ask yourself, do you properly appreciate the stuff that doesn't go wrong in your life? A million things go right every single day. Do you notice them? This literally means every single thing in your life that you don't have cause to complain about, like working Wi-Fi, hot water, no colicky horse today, having like-minded horse friends, or you didn't get bucked off, and the list goes on. Here's what I know for sure. Not only will appreciation of the stuff most people overlook make you a more joyful person, your horse will pick up on that energy, and he or she will be happier too. Appreciation is one of the highest vibrating emotions there is. Did you know that a negative thought can't exist with a feeling of appreciation? And what you focus on expands? Appreciation puts you on a whole new, high-vibing, give-me-more-the-good-stuff-please frequency. It's incredible what follows you when you're in this good place. Don't take my word for it. Look around. Is it the appreciators or the complainers who thrive? Appreciation matters. And not just when something really big happens, like when we win a class or buy a new horse. What about when your horse snickers at you when you first walk out to the barn in the morning? Or when he nuzzles your belly after a bad day at work? American freelance writer Robert Brault said, "Enjoy the little things in life, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things." I ask you, what can you appreciate in your life that you may have overlooked until now? And I challenge you, the next time you're out riding, to stop focusing on what your horse didn't do right and find one thing you didn't notice before that you can appreciate today. Don't forget to go to ConsciousHoofbeat.com and get your free audio. And until next time, enjoy your horse.